Thousands of surveillance cameras were hacked, Molson Coors breweries were attacked, and we've got a bunch of updates to the Windows Exchange vulnerabilities. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings! I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for March 16th, 2021. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. We have a bunch of security news happening this week, so let's get right into it. On to the news. Verkada is a Silicon Valley startup that builds surveillance cameras and management platforms for those cameras for many well-known companies. They claim to have over 5,200 customers. Verkada was hacked last week, with upwards of 150,000 surveillance cameras being intercepted from places like Tesla, Cloudflare, and more. Some hacked cameras were also installed in places such as jails, psychiatric wards, and schools and banks. The attackers posted videos and images taken from these cameras so you could see into offices and factories, as well as jail cells and police stations. Many of these cameras peer into extremely sensitive situations, and they show a major breach of privacy for the people seen in the footage. Verkada cameras, in some instances, are also in HD, and they use facial recognition. According to reports, Verkada had left an internal development system exposed to the internet with hard-coded credentials and super admin rights. That means that anyone who found it could access feeds for hundreds of thousands of cameras. According to Bloomberg, more than 100 employees also had the same super admin account rights, so it was not only external attackers who had access to these feeds. Verkada disabled the internal administrator accounts to prevent further unauthorized access, and the company has notified law enforcement. The attackers lost access after that time. Now, Tilly Cotman is one of the attackers who claimed to be behind the attack, and they stated via their Twitter that they had stolen more than 5 gigs of data from Verkada. The group that they are a part of, who is claiming to be behind this hack, is APT69420 Arson Katz. Cotman has since been suspended from Twitter, but not before stating that the intent was to show how extensive surveillance is and how easy it is to breach these kind of systems. They also stated before their suspension that their home in Switzerland was raided by police on Friday morning, with electronic devices being confiscated. Cotman is accused of identity theft, fraud, and breaking into protected computers. Now, while Verkada is the most recent hack by the group Arson Katz, Cotman could have been raided for their connection with the leak of source code last year from Intel, at which time Intel said that they were investigating that leak. This brings two questions to light. The first one is all about outsourcing. Is it a good idea to outsource sensitive programs such as surveillance cameras and footage? Of course, this could save money, but it also opens up a company for the potential for an attack through a vendor. And the second is about deplatforming. Cotman was suspended from Twitter, this being their third account suspension for posting sensitive information. Donk Emby, who scraped data from Parler a few months ago, is still on Twitter and questions why the social media platform removes some, but not all, hacktivists. Where is that line drawn between sensitive information and information that is considered okay to post? It is a really great question, given that Twitter's rules are somewhat vague. The brewing company making some of my favorite brews, notably Blue Moon and hopefully soon here in Colorado, Yingling as well, has experienced a system outage due to a cyber attack. Molson Coors reported through their Form 8K filed with the SEC that they had experienced a system outage that was caused by a cybersecurity incident, though they did not say much more than that. The attack caused outages through breweries, production, and shipment operations. The company noted that this issue, quote, caused and may continue to cause a delay or disruption to parts of the company's business, including its brewery operations, production, and shipments. Some are speculating that it may have involved ransomware, but that's not certain at this time. The company was very vague in their publishing and has not discussed any of the details, so those are currently just speculation. Who was at fault? What systems did this happen on? How did it happen? What data was affected? We honestly don't don't know. But hopefully we will find out, since Molson Coors is investigating and they have hired a forensic IT firm to look into the problem and get systems back up ASAP. It is not clear if the attacker stole any data or if they had access to any sensitive information. Security researchers have mentioned that attacks on manufacturing, including this kind, can prevent corporate systems from accessing their own systems and damage the entire process line, creating losses in profit. Now, we have seen attacks on beverage companies in the past year involving ransomware, and since Molson Coors is a huge brand here in the US, it could be a similar case with this one. Last year, Lion, which is an Australian beer distribution company, they were also hit with a cyber attack. Italian beverage vendor Campari Group was hit with ransomware in November, and Arizona Beverages was hit 2 years ago. So hopefully we will find out some more information on this hack as well. Big shout out to my Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. And I also wanted to say a quick shout out to all of my patrons for joining the Threatwire Alliance. And as always, for supporting the show. We are a step closer to a new audio podcast, and that is so exciting. And props to Dan for sharing updates to this ongoing story in our Patreon Discord server. There have been several updates to the ongoing Microsoft Exchange attacks, and this week is no different. Microsoft originally named the culprit as Hafnium, which is a Chinese hacking group, and antivirus firm ESET, E-S-E-T, made note on Wednesday last week that at least 10 other hacking groups are using the vulnerabilities in Exchange to attack still vulnerable targets. Many of these are state-sponsored apt groups linked to China. Now, this suggests that the groups had access to the exploit before Microsoft released patches and notified customers and made it public on March 2nd, and they do appear to be targeting companies across the globe. A Middle Eastern government was reportedly targeted by Lucky Mouse, aka Apt27. An East Asian IT provider was targeted by the Chinese group called Bronze Butler, while oil and construction firms in East Asia were targeted by the Chinese group called Winty Group. Groups including Calypso, DLT Miner, Tonto Team, and more are also involved. Germany has had 26,000 vulnerable instances of the Exchange servers, and the Norwegian legislative body, their IT systems were targeted. Norway's parliament had data stolen in the attack. Okay, so the flaws were not known publicly, but at least 10 apt groups were using it to attack servers well before Microsoft was patching it. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Are all of these groups like just really good friends and they're sharing exploits, or maybe they're like buying each other coffees and sharing those exploits? Who knows? But it is very interesting, isn't it? The DHS in the US told lawmakers that they have not found any instances of federal civilian agencies being breached within the US, but civilian agencies in the US are addressing the problem. Microsoft reported that ransomware is being installed on exploited machines, and they have several samples that have been uploaded to VirusTotal. That ransomware is called DearCry, also called DojoCrypt, and victims include devices in the US, Luxembourg, Indonesia, Ireland, India, and Germany. And to pile on another problem for victims, a crypto mining botnet called Lemon Duck, that's a cute name, is now using the exploits to attack unpatched servers as well. Also on Wednesday of last week, a Vietnam-based security researcher posted a working proof of concept exploit for the proxy logon vulnerability in Exchange on GitHub, along with a Medium post explaining how it works. GitHub removed it within a few hours of them posting it, ticking off critics, since POCs are often used by researchers to build better defenses against attacks. Now, GitHub, notably, is owned by Microsoft, but they also have terms of service which include a policy about active malware or exploits, and a statement from GitHub regarding this removal falls in line with that policy. Checkpoint Research reported on Friday that attacks on vulnerable and unpatched Exchange servers are doubling every 2 to 3 hours, and there are no signs of this slowing down anytime soon because more and more hacker groups are hopping in on this action. Now, I have been filming a bunch of consumer-friendly security and privacy videos lately on my own channel, which is youtube.com/ShannonMorse. So check it out if you want to. That channel did just hit 50,000 subscribers. So I am teaming up with Hack 5 to do a huge giveaway. You don't want to miss this one. It is a very large giveaway to celebrate. Subscribe to my channel to hear all about that announcement, which is coming out soon. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.